Given the slide of one of America's political parties into authoritarianism, fascism, possibly full totalitarianism, it seems obvious to take another look at the granddaddy of modern dystopian fiction, George Orwell's 1984. An Aurora Theater Company in Berkeley has done just that with a faithful new stage adaptation by Michael Gene Sullivan, which runs through December 10th. This adaptation opens in room 101 as the book's protagonist, Winston Smith, surrounded by four guards, three men and one woman, is forced to tell his tale based on his diary, as he and the guards act out incidents from the book. It's an inventive dramaturgical ploy and well executed, but its emotional effectiveness is enervated by the play acting within the play, along with the by-the-book storytelling. Eventually, we reach the breaking of Winston Smith in a series of harrowing scenes which veer somewhere between theatrical brilliance and torture porn. They're highly effective and very disturbing. The resonance with current life vanishes, and fictional dystopia has its day. The most striking aspect of this production concerns what's prescient and what's not from the 1948 novel. Superficially, some elements have come true. Now we have telescreens that record everything we do and say in the privacy of our living rooms. We have the overbearing authoritarian demanding love and giving nothing in return. And of course, there are the alternative facts, the lies, which change from day to day, and talk of vermin and plans for concentration camps. But 1984 was posited on the Hitler and Stalin playbooks, where brutality reigned, aided and abetted by the thought police. We don't have that today. We have people lovingly revealing their private thoughts in social media. We also have pumped up religious fanaticism and misogyny, more Handmaid's Tale than Orwell. And unlike the puritanical world of 1984, today there's unscripted softcore porn posing as reality television along with mood-altering drugs, a la Huxley's Brave New World. Ultimately, in 2023, we don't need shock therapy to get people to admit that 2 plus 2 equals 5. All we need is a cell phone, a social media app, and a finely tuned algorithm, and so many people go down those rabbit holes willingly. 1984 by George Orwell, adapted by Michael Gene Sullivan and directed by Barbara Damashek, plays at Aurora Theater in Berkeley through December 10th. For more information, you can go to auroratheater.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.